the green and gold. Okay.
Behold
the green and gold.
Shout out to Norfolk State University.
The Norfolk State University.
The best university ever. No, we're not doing homecoming episodes right now.
Next year. We'll come back. Come back for 2024.
Look, I need to see what's going on this homecoming.
Yeah, you do.
Before. Matter of fact,
Season 5, because that might be Season 5.
Yes.
Depending on how that goes.
Matter of fact, I'll try to post this episode right before homecoming so y'all can support us.
Yes.
Hey, topic. Robin, as always, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to Disaster Data 101. I'm Natasha Renee.
And I'm Robin Freon.
Come join this disastrous journey as we talk about our dating horror stories,
real life issues,
and how we can work through these issues to create a healthy space and becoming a better you for you. And today's episode is Dating with a Purpose. I thought that we should, you know, have this episode because the past year I've been hearing it. I'm dating with a purpose. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to listen to you. Or are you dating with a purpose? And I know for me, honestly, 2022, I wasn't dating with no purpose at all. I thought I was trying to live my best life. I was trying to be in these streets.
In these streets.
But I decided, like, I ain't about that life. I don't think I ever would be about that life. Let me just pump my brakes on that. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, like I said, 2021, 2022, you know, I was just really trying to enjoy dating. Because for me, I date exclusively, even if it's not something serious. Mm-hmm. I still did that in those spaces. But I came across a couple of people that were saying that they were ready. And some people that it was like, no, I'm going through some things, but I don't think I'm ready. Or it was some, you're too much for me. You got too much going on, and I don't think I can fit into your life. Mm. So I thought it was important to discuss dating with a purpose. Like, now, people, if you're listening to this and you have no purpose, it is okay. Continue to do you. But, you know, when we think we want something or we think we're ready or we're saying we're dating with a purpose, I just want to make sure we're doing those things. Like, for you, Robin, dating with a purpose, is that something that's important right now? Or
I want to say almost like a yes and no. It was really hard. When I turned 40, which was last year, it really was like if I'm gonna be intentional about dating, mm-hmm. I do want to date with a purpose, you know, where it goes somewhere, because that talks about fear, which we discussed, and you know, we will discuss later on. But now that I'm in something, it's weird. It's like I feel like I switch where I'm like, I'm in something and I like it. I like where we go, but I don't think I'm dating with a purpose here.
So, great answer, but not great answer. Right. But great answer to lead me to the question of define your relationship goals and what you're looking for.
Look at that. So, I always want marriage. I still want to be a wife.
Okay.
But I have started to, I don't know if it's an age thing, if it's this area I live in thing, but I'm starting to be like, Robin, could you be okay if you didn't get the ring, but you still had a companion?
Okay.
And y'all were exclusive to each other. Like, it's like, y'all, everybody is not, like, open. It's not polyamorous. None of that. So, I don't want to be alone. I want companionship.
Yeah.
And I'm okay. I will truly be okay if it doesn't go into signing a legal document saying that we're together.
And we talked about that before. Mm-hmm.
Yep, we have.
For me... You know, I would love companionship. I would love to be in a space with someone. But also, as far as what I'm looking for, I felt like I knew what I was looking for. And I feel like I do. but it's not in Richmond.
Oh, I say that too. I always say it's not here.
Yeah, it's not here. So it's like when people are in my space, I think because I don't want to settle here, I get very anxious because it's like I don't want you to get too comfortable mm-hmm. because I don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. So it's like once I really decide where my place is, mm-hmm. then I think I'm able to do that. I mean, I know that I can do that while trying to be in those spaces, but I'm just learning that it's a little bit hard unless somebody is really open.
Yeah.
You know, I do want to get married. I think, you know, when we talk to our other friends, I really feel like my definition is just, like, really traveling. Like, technically, I'm an empty nester while yeah. not being an empty while nester. So, it's like, I really just want to enjoy life. I enjoy going out with my homegirls. I enjoy traveling with them. But I'm trying to be up on somebody's son. Like, for real, like, all on the beach.
Somebody daddy.
Yes. I need you, like, taking these pics, like, we out here.
We out here.
That's all. You know, because I feel like I'm in that space right now.
No, you, yeah.
My kids are, I have one adult. He'll be 20 next year. Then, you know, with my daughter, she's, you know, she'll be 15. You know, so I'm past those.
Yeah, you past that.
You know, as everybody know, my you know, kids went to boarding school. My son is in college now. So I really do just sit with myself. I just want y'all to know that.
Yeah.
Some people really think that I be out in these streets. But when
she
I
wants to be
you,
out in the streets.
In my head, I'm in these streets. But like in 9 o'clock, life. I'm tired and ready to go home. Mm-hmm. So then my next question would be, is it okay to be unsure or create those goals from trial and error?
Definitely creating the goals from trial, from error and error. It is, because that's what life is about. Like, all right, let me do this, do that. And but then it's like, you know.
Close to the mic.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm the producer too.
She's the producer too. When I'm over here, like, really about to go down a whole, like, I'm about to be like, because there was another part. I answered the second part. What was the first part of the question?
The first part was, is it okay to be unsure?
Okay.
Or create these goals? So I said, or create, because you made the comment, while I'm in it, mm-hmm. it looks a little different. So little I'm different. Thinking mm-hmm. for myself, can you create these having a purpose when you're with a certain person?
Yeah, I think you can, especially when you're initially in it, like if you don't know. But then the more I think that y'all grow and evolve, and it can be like, well, hey, what might this look like for mm-hmm. us? You know, maybe we are talking about, oh, maybe we can see us being together forever, you mm-hmm. know, and then like kind of trickling down to a goal plan. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, to get to that state.
Yeah, I like I said, I added that question because the more I date, the more I realize a lot of people are different. Mm. The more that I see that, you know, whatever past traumas that people are dealing with, that we may not be right here. Like, even though I'm right here or he may be right here, mm-hmm. that person may be slightly under there. And maybe I gotta go down or they gotta go down to lift me back up. Mm. And that's why I'm saying, like, you know, being in these spaces and, oh, this is my goal, this is what I want. But then if you really like somebody and enjoy their company and, you know, there aren't red flags. Huh. I mean, it you know.
That's true.
What do you do?
I ask myself that all the time, because what do you do? Like you said, it's like this person on paper is almost, quote unquote, nobody's perfect, but it's top tier. And you know they're top tier because it's there. But like, yeah, if we already have this established, this is what it is.
Yeah.
That's where it becomes.
So I asked this. This is a bonus because you made me think and I was thinking about my whole situation. So, you know, we as women, we come into these spaces and sometimes men too, where you get the, I'm not looking for anything serious right now.
I'm just
but
dating.
You are taking me all serious. Like, everything that we're doing
is serious.
Is serious. Like, we're going places. We're meeting people. But you want to push, I'm not looking for anything serious. Is that a red flag, though?
Them saying or the introduction of people?
Just not that part, mm-hmm. but really being persistent about it. Because I will say, there was someone that I crossed paths with that, you know, I enjoyed being around. And, you know, I talked to you about it. I really enjoyed this person. And no, there was no, like, I really took it as, you know what, we're going to be friends. But we knew we liked each other, too. Mm-hmm. And that's where the space kind of got real hard. Because it's like, why I got these feelings for you? And I keep saying I'm be your friend. Because I know you're not ready. You know I'm not ready. So, you know, as Tosh, shout out to Talk to Tosh. You know, I'm always going to plug her in. You know, I have her subscription service. So that's how you know. That's my dedication. So I had asked her a question about my situation. I'm not saying boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I knew this was my friend. And I think this was during the time she was still on Clubhouse.
Okay.
Because her subscription service just started. Yeah. Her subscription service just started. And I was given the testimonial about how I got it, how I like it, and how convenient and available she is. Yes, I'm plugging this. And yes, I am going to post this, so I will be tagging you, Tosh. And she, I asked her, you know, I said, I just met somebody. Mm-hmm. And I really did. I just met him at the time. And she was like, you know, I like him for you. There are things that he has to work on. And I even said, it's just a friend. I wasn't looking at anything serious. She was like, but the passion that you guys have. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because at that time, I didn't get it. Yeah. I'm thinking of passion like, oh, we really like each other.
Yeah.
You know, passion.
I'm a jump his bone.
Yeah. But I didn't get it until we fell off. And how, like, we are, like, every day having these conversations like, you did this. And I'm like, in my head, like, why am I, like, going through all this, and I don't know you like that. But it was, I got it recently. It's that passion. It's like, I really like you. I really want something. Mm-hmm. Like, why did you do, me being the person, why did you do this? It was him. I mean, it was him too, but it was mainly me that kind of was like, you know what? I'm going to press the red button on this and put a halt to it. But, you know, that drive. And then even coming back into this space and saying, like, I really enjoy our friendship. Mm-hmm. You know, so that is something where, you know, maybe it could be. But I won't know, until I take the time to really talk, have those conversations. I know you said you're not looking for this. But in the future... Are you open to this? Like, still having those type of conversations, because we tend to push and force stuff on when everybody ain't ready. And then something that could have been ain't going to be.
Ain't going to be. That's real.
Great way to end part one.
That's why I was like, I don't even have nothing after that. That's real.
Now we're going to take a break in part one, and then we're going to go back and come back with part two of Dating with a Purpose. And we are back with part two of Dating with a Purpose. I don't know if I'm ready to date with a purpose. No, I am. I joke around. I really am.
I was going to say, well, yeah, you were just saying that you want to travel. You want to do all these
but,
things.
I mean, but that's still a purpose. Yeah, I want a partner to travel. I love my girls, but I'm telling you, I just need a little masculine energy. Somebody to rub on my leg while we on the plane. Like, I don't want to just be all like, girl, can you get off of me? Like, I really want it to be that person that I'm really just enjoying life with and the companionship. Yeah. I mean, I feel like some people still want to have kids our age.
I know. I was kind of one of those people up until a certain point.
I mean, you still can.
Yeah.
I see a lot.
I don't know, I see a lot way older than me, but yeah, I still
that,
can.
That part, that's what I was saying. Yeah, like, I see a lot.
I don't think I had the energy now, and I just go, ooh, I'm tired. I don't have it.
All right, so my question is, you know, this, like I said, this season I kind of really wanted to go into a lot of stuff focusing on us African-Americans in the black and brown communities and, you know, with dating and relationships more for blacks other in other communities because they still stick with each other. They still got it. But I noticed that we have a lot of dysfunction sometimes. And so, you know, as far as with our culture and balancing traditions and, you know, in these relationships, do we keep traditions? Or if we have traditions, like you said, I want to get married, mm-hmm. but I'm okay.
Yeah.
If I don't.
And traditional in my family, since it's old school and they're older women, it'd be like, you get married. You know, it's not, no, we kind of shacking up or mm-hmm. being, you know, with somebody, but you're like, you know, what do I teach my child, you know, or do I let them figure it out themselves? And I think that's where I'm at now. I was always so gung-ho, like, by the time you're a certain age, you're going to be married. And I think for me, it's always like, and I don't really think that's almost like, I think all type of, you know, ethnicities and stuff like that thing of like, okay, if I'm not married by 30, I'm old maid, you mm-hmm. know? But I feel like I now am going with the flow, kind of.
I agree. Because I don't really tradition for me. A lot of women that I've been around, I mean, my mom was married to my stepdad, so, you know, it wasn't my biological dad. I know my dad got married to my sister's mom, you know, and my brother's mom. Did he marry anybody else? You know, the man got 10 kids, so I got to try to remember which ones he did.
Which one
he married, you know.
Real life.
But, you know, so that's what I know of my dad. And even with my, you know, grandmother, I know she was married twice. And I noticed, too, like, with a lot of women in my family, if they have kids and they aren't with that parent, I noticed that they date for really Uncle Jimmy is always going to be Uncle Jimmy, Auntie Sheila's friend, Uncle Jimmy. Yeah, I noticed that a lot of them don't get married.
They don't.
They just shacking it up.
Shacking up for decades.
Decades, trying to figure out, are they married? Right. Yeah, and they ain't married.
And they not married.
You know, so with that, I can't say that I have any traditions that I've seen or, you know, So with that, the next question would be creating your own traditions. And that's one thing that I will say that I've tried to do with my ex that I lived in Woodbridge in. Mm. And I remember that we had that conversation, trying to do stuff with the kids, trying to save up for like family vacations. Really, well, me trying to like instill that into our relationship, but it was kind of hard because again he didn't have those traditions either. So do you feel like, you know, like you said, yes, traditionally a lot of people would be married. Do you feel it's okay to create your own traditions?
Oh, most definitely, because I'm like, yeah, I've created my own traditions and relationships. I create them with my child. Mm-hmm. You know, certain things that it's like, every Halloween we got to dress up. That's something we do, you know? Like, we do gingerbread houses, like fun little traditions that we've done annually, you know? But I feel like it's okay. It's okay for us to step how we were raised or how we might think life is, like to put our own originality on it.
Yeah.
I think it's good. And then if you have children or if you're dating and stuff, you can carry it on to your next phase of life. Or then that just has them create their own traditions. That it's okay. We can go against the status quo of things. We don't always got to be cookie cutter all the time.
That is true. I think that was a
good
episode. You know, this, you know, mental health break that we're taking. As you guys know, we implemented this new game. Well, old game.
Old game, but yeah. Oldie but goodie.
We've been gone for like a year.
Gosh.
It's been a year. Wow. It's in August 2022 was our last, the last time I released the episode. And while we're pulling out the Data 101 cards, that was one thing I'll briefly say, like, and I'll probably in our chit chat on our next episode, however I do this, because I don't even think I'm doing these in order.
And that's fine.
My stuff was stolen, so I didn't even get to release our last episode that we actually did in New York. It's on my, my Dropbox, but I would have to literally download all the episodes just to get to that one, because it's the last episode on the video. I know.
Can't win them all.
I know. So I'm sorry. Once, you know, we get situated, I may drop it as a bonus, even though it'll be like mid-season. It'll say that on there, the mid-season, but it's not the mid-season. So Robin, what's the question?
So the question is, I don't think we've done this one. When arguing, do you shut down or talk it out?
I shut down. I do. I don't like being yelled at. If someone is yelling at me, I shut down. It's not much I can say because I really try to bite my tongue because I don't want to say the wrong thing. Because unlike me, someone decided to tell me how they felt while they were angry. Then they expected me to have a whole conversation with them on. I guess I was supposed to unblock them. So you know who you are who sent me the message on, I think we did this, on Instagram. Oh. So happy you said that. Cause,
like, get it off your chest, friend. Get it off your chest.
I'm just saying.
And I was like, that was me.
Like, you can't be snapping off, calling people effing robots. Yeah, I repeated it, you know. But Robin, I guess you.
And I was like, let me answer while you're searching. I do shut down, but now I'm realizing that when I shut down, I tell the person I need my little space, you know, just a little bit. Then I talk about it because I can't keep my feelings bottled up.
That's cool. Mm. So my question is, what would you be missing or gaining if you got into a relationship?
So if I got into what I'd be missing is my hot girl summers.
Okay.
Kind of really just marching to my own beat. Not to say I can't march to my own beat and when I'm with somebody and stuff, but not kind of like be in these streets, like not try to entertain stuff. Gaining in a relationship, I think hopefully somebody dope if I'm dating them in that companionship, like having fun with somebody, building with somebody, growing somebody, like overall just being genuine and maybe that person creating that safe space with that person.
Okay. I like that. Hopefully it's a dope person. For me, I guess I'll go with losing my space.
Mm.
I'm so used to being in my space. And guys, we were on, you weren't on that episode. Reggie had, when he had talked about the one episode when the guy had came communication. On. Yeah, and communication. And so Reggie had asked, where do you think it comes from? Mm-hmm. And for me, I said, my childhood. I'm the only child, you know, latchkey kid. So I am used to being, like, people do not understand. Like, I am literally used to being alone. Like, I couldn't go past my neighbor's house. I'm used to, we couldn't go out and hang out when we were younger. So, you know, even when I got to high school, yeah, I was going out on Saturdays or whatever, but being at home, it was just me and my mom, and my mom was sick.
Yeah.
So I'm used to just really dealing with my space and being in my space. So when people come in and move things around put a cup where it doesn't, even the kids, because when they come home, it just be like, oh, y'all about to rearrange all my stuff. Example, I know I'm off subject. Zoe was like, I know her whole routine. She said she gets coffee in the morning And if her cup not clean, that's when she fuss at us. So, like, I'm easy. You know, I'm easy going. I'm easy to, you know, figure out. The one thing that I would gain, like Robin said, somebody that's dope, somebody that I can enjoy life with, time with, spend time, laugh, joke, and have fun with. Fun.
And somebody's fun.
Somebody's son. Soon, please.
Soon, please. Tracking number.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Please. Confirmation tracking.
That part. But not during cuffing season. Because y'all ain't about to
right now. At this time.
Great episode.
Excellent.
I liked it. Are y'all ready? Like, we in a regular space. I got the lighting up. Like, yeah.
And the lighting and the color, the green and the gold. It's hitting.
Can't go wrong with this. Thank you guys so much for listening, and good night.
Good night. Tasha, the highest setting. So
I know, that's why I'm like, my voice.
I was like, the highest setting, the last one.
All right, I want to thank you guys for listening. Disaster Data 101 is available on all major streaming platforms. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Disaster Dating 101 Podcast. Twitter, Disaster Date 101. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. You can follow me, Natasha Renee, at NatashaRenee_thecreator. And Robin?
At Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, _217.
And also, if you would like to purchase the Dating 101 cards, you can go to www.walkinginwholenessllc.com/dating101. You can also follow them at Dating 101 Card Game on Instagram. Thank you guys so much for listening, and good night.
Thank you. Good night.